and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hola! Welcome back to the See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. And as you know, this is our what? Wanderlust Wonder segment. Woohoo! And you know what we do here? We spotlight a tourist destination in Nigeria and Africa. So, where are we exploring today? Now, let's talk about Eri Ejesha Waterfalls, also known as Olumiri Waterfall. Please, my Yoruba people, if I didn't say that well, forgive me, but I tried. Located in Eri Ejesha, Osun State, this is one of the most unique destinations for waterfalls chasing. If you like to chase waterfall, this is the place you find. And then you will hike, your leg will tire you. Camping in Nigeria, if you love camping, staying under the trees and just under one tent like that, this is the best place to go camping. It's not only a waterfall in Nigeria, but in Africa, it's known as one of the best places that you can actually climb to the top of the seven seas. And you will look down and see different communities in different states. I mean, like, isn't that interesting? So next time you want to chase a waterfall in Nigeria, plan to explore Eri Ejesha. Don't go anywhere as we introduce our guests for today. Catch you on the other side. Welcome to the guest section of our podcast for today, and my guest is Wemimo. She says Wemimo, Wemimo, mo, mo, mo. Kolade, she is the founder of Fika Experience, a travel and tour startup designed to help the employee populace maintain a healthy life balance. I like that. As well as promoting tourism potentials of Nigeria by creating engaging content about this destination. She's also a Nigerian traveler, as you can see. Adventure lover and an experienced curator. Wemimo,
yes,
Ekaabo,
welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So let's start. This is a question I like to ask first. How did you get here? How did you get into tourism space? Tell the tease, the backstory.
Okay, so welcome once again. For me, I feel like tourism is something that even started without me paying attention.
Really?
So yes, exactly. And I'm grateful to my parents. Like, I feel like they are major contributors to this. So I remember then while growing up, while we were in primary school and the rest, I always look forward to the long holidays. You know, when we resume back to school and they'll say, write about how you spent your holiday. People are always cooking up stories, but I'm telling real stories. So even the teachers,
because it happened.
Yes. So my parents actually do that. If you pass, you can go to anywhere you want.
Wow.
So that was how I got to visit places. We went to OAU then. There was the zoo. It was still functional. We went to the zoo.
It's not functional now again.
I don't know. It's not being properly maintained. The OAU zoo, we went to palaces, we saw museums and every other thing. So I just knew I love being on the road. I love going out there. And I'm grateful my dad too travels a lot. So he did not stop that. I even got to school in another state, like at a tender age. So I feel like all that
so
contributed
cool
to the experiences.
Did you study anything related to tourism?
No, so interestingly, I'm a scientist.
Hey, science sister. Yeah. Okay, so what did you study exactly?
I have a degree in microbiology.
Microbiology, this one is really science speaking. All right, so apart from the fact that your parents inspired you, what made you start your company, the Fika Experience, right?
Yes, so the Fika Experience started from my own personal experience. While I was in the workspace, One thing while studying in school, I actually did love science, the experiments and every other thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a very curious person. Mm-hmm. But I realized I don't like being boxed. Just having to do the same routine.
It's boring.
And I noticed as adults, unconsciously, a lot of people just have that work, life, maybe church or somewhere, just one place. And I'm like, there's a lot to see. Go out. Nature is like.
Was there any movie that inspired you or anything? Book you read? Inspired you to travel too, apart from that?
Yes. So I did read a lot of books. Adventures and all.
And you're always traveling in with those books.
Exactly. So I'm always like the main character in the book in my head. I'm visualizing myself crossing rivers, traveling the world and everything.
Mountains.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. So what would you say, okay, based on your experience traveling and experience in Nigeria, by the way, let me ask you, how many places in Nigeria have you visited so far?
So far I've been able to tour about 21 states.
Okay, awesome. And which ones are your top three?
That's actually very difficult.
try,
every place leaves me with a different experience. Okay. I visited
so
place.
Which are the recent ones?
Okay, so for me, somewhere I think I love Akwa Ibom.
Okay, why?
I love Akwa Ibom. The place is...
Apart from the food, which I know I'm a foodie. Yes. I know their food is amazing. Apart from food, what else do you like about
them? They have good networks of roads. So I can as well drive through Akwa Ibom, like visit a lot of places, like in a day. Like it's interesting. The road is good. You can connect.
And that's everywhere. So important for tourists.
Exactly. Accessibility, being able to go from one point to another easily. I love Akwa Ibom. Okay. It's easy. It's staying there. I love that that's about it. Okay. Then for me, the next place I'll be picking would be the north. I've not been there, but okay. I've read so much about it. Like, I've been to some parts of the north.
Yeah, but you've not explored it.
I've explored.
Okay.
But the place on my list, that is top on my list, the place is Taraba and Bauchi. I've been dreaming of visiting.
Well, I think it's in Bauchi that they do that there. There's something I've forgotten, but it's like a...
Okay, the Doba.
The Doba, yes, thank
they
you.
They have some... They do in Kano too and all, but Bauchi, because of the warm springs and every other thing, I'm a nature lover.
Okay.
So I'm actually very attracted to places that have...
Nature and everything. Exactly. Then number three, which other third? Okay, you've mentioned Taraba. I'll put Taraba and Bauchi together. So which other one, number three?
Number three... That would be between Lagos and Cross River. So okay. Hear me out. Cross River for me, basically why I would pick Cross River every time is because of Obudu.
Yeah, everybody seems to love
Obudu. Like Obudu seems so unreal. Like, every time I look at my pictures from the place, it feels like I'm in a dream. I'm always like, did I really experience that?
Wow.
Like, did I?
I'm looking forward to. I was in Cross River. I actually served there, though I deployed back to Lagos, and I didn't get to visit Obudu. So it's like top of my list of places I must.
Oh, you should, you should, you should.
I must visit.
I got to experience Akwa Ibom because I did serve there too.
Okay.
So
and it was very beautiful. But I think those people, they know how to cook. Their food is delicious.
And they have like they don't have much soup, but you see that
they have soup.
They put everything
the
in it.
The soup, the dikanko. Oh Jesus!
Atama.
Oh Lord! You can see my mouth already drooling. Okay, so let's go to fun facts about you. All right, I like to always ask that question. What are the three things about you that people do not know? They have not seen the social media. I don't know her. Maybe it's only your inner circle, people that know. So three things about you.
Okay, so I think the first thing about me is it's always difficult to believe.
Is that so what?
I'm a goofball and I'm a very shy person at the same time.
You're what?
I'm a goofball.
You're
like
a goofball.
When I'm with my people, I'm
yeah, that's the cool. You are very extroverted.
So that's why you can always speak like she's always with this, like I'm at my best energy. But on a normal day, I'm a very sharp person. Yes. A very sharp person.
All right, number two.
I love getting things done.
Okay.
I'll nag, I'll cry behind the scene, but I'll get it done.
Done.
So people always see me like doing things and they'll be like, okay. how do you think about this? So that's one thing about me. I feel like I'm that type of person that I will not say I don't give up. I'll give up and go back. Because I'll be like, why?
Which is good. At least you come back. All right.
I should be able to do this. Why can't I do this?
Then the third thing about me.
The third thing about me is I love family. I love people, like my friends. Like I love those people very much. As much as I love being out there experiencing and every other thing, I love people that are like really in for me. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% for them, like family and very close friends. I'm like that for them.
Okay, so there are three things about you. All right, so one of the things I like to also ask is, we know that it's not easy to build a tourism business in Nigeria and in Africa. Yes. Generally. All right, I can actually beat my first and say also Africa. What are the advice you give people who want to come into the industry, or those who are already there and don't want to give up? Right? I know it's not been easy for anybody, but one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast is to let people see that there are people actually doing something there, no matter how small, even if you're mixing it with something else. So what advice would you give?
Okay, I'll basically start from people that are already in the industry.
Okay.
People that feel like they want to give up. Always, I feel like you should always remember the reason why you started. Mm-hmm. That should keep you going. You knew why you were in this space. I want to help people have a better life.
Okay, I know you're already by you can say better work-life balance.
Because a lot of people in this generation is fast-paced, and before you realize, a lot of people, the only fun they have is sleep, or at most go and watch ball in a beer parlor. Like there are a lot of other things around that could actually help you, so you can do these things together. Mm-hmm. Like it's always surprising when people get to know that I work in 9 to 5, but some people say, and they were like,
I see you jumping up and down.
Exactly. So balance is possible. Like, I feel like that's the crux of life. You should not be doing the same thing. Variety, they say, is the spice of life.
So, say that again.
Variety is the spice of life. So, you know, you can't just be eating rice every day. Sometimes mix it with swallow. Other times, do continental dishes. Exactly. So you need to like mix it to have an interesting experience. Like, okay. So that's what I want to help people do. Okay. I want to help them live to their fullest. Living to your fullest does not mean you don't have to have all the money in the world, but you can like have the best experience. So that's why most times I don't refer to myself as a travel agent. I see myself more as an experience curator. Okay. I want to create an experience that is more holistic.
For you.
Exactly. Travel. Little things that you can do that excites and
makes you happy.
Makes you happy. Excites your soul. Exactly. Makes you happy. Yeah, makes like you free. So that is it. For those that are in it, I'll advise, it's not easy. There's no light to ourselves.
Nothing's easy.
Exactly. There's nothing. Even making easy money, they just call it easy
time
money.
Time before you get there. That's
and a lot of
thing.
Investment.
Yes.
So you need to keep doing. Yes. You need to keep doing that. You need to remember why you started in the first place, so that will keep you going. And for those that are willing to enter, if you are planning to enter the tourism space and be a millionaire instantly, my dear, maybe you have to find another industry.
You're on a long team.
You need to think twice and find another industry. Mm. And you need to be a doer. Yes. This is our industry. You need to be a doer.
Yeah.
I tell people, if I'm on the outside, I feel like you can't sell something you've not experienced to me. You need to be a doer. You're the one that knows how you do it. This is where you are going to, but there are different means to get there. Mm-hmm. So you need to put in the work. If it's for you to take up a job, to make money to travel, to make money to improve your business, you have to study. Like, you have to be a doer. That way, that's what will help you to stay at the top of your game. Mm-hmm. And one thing that works well, if you're just coming into the industry, you should be calm enough to learn how to collaborate with others.
Thank you.
Like collaboration that. Like is the way to go. You can't know it all, and that's one thing I like with this, our own generation. We are open to collaborating with each other.
I must commend you guys. You're doing a good job when it comes to collaboration, because I think this industry is not an industry you can just say you want to work in silos. Exactly. A lot of people have been doing it in silos, but I love the way I see you guys working together as a team. Like, you're doing a tour package. I don't know if your hands on deck. I don't know, the money's made, you all share it among yourself. So everybody goes win-win.
It's a win-win. And collaborations will take you far, because just like they say, like two good heads, they are better than one. Not just anyhow head. So when you see these people are at the top of your game, it's not the money for now. Mm-hmm, mostly mm-hmm. it's the passion. Mm-hmm. And that's what drives us.
Though the money is important. It's important. But the passion is for, because the time when you don't have the money,
the passion keeps you going.
Yes, keep moving.
Exactly. And I feel like even when we say the money, I feel like it's a service industry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you don't have the passion, how will you be able to give the best product?
Thank you.
So that is it for me. You need to have the passion, be a doer, keep doing, learn how to collaborate, and you should be able to, you should bring yourself down. You should be a learner too.
Okay.
Because
humble yourself.
This industry, it keeps
evolving. Like today, you can say this app is working for us. Tomorrow, the app is not working.
Exactly.
Tomorrow, all airline will say, I'm not doing this anymore. It's like, literally, my advice to, let me add to that, join travel tourism groups within your vicinity because they help.
Exactly.
Like when I'm looking for information, I don't know it. A client will ask me, I come to the group, hello, please, who knows the process for visa to Alaska?
Before you know, people will start helping you out. You. And you get recommendation, oh, you can do it this way, you can do it that way. Mm-hmm. So you can't, tourism industry is not Liverpool. You can't work alone. My dear, you need people to hold
Liverpool
your hand.
Fans, did you hear that?
It's like Liverpool, so you can never work alone. You need to, we are holding each other's hand. And I feel like that's a very beautiful thing. You should learn how to collaborate and you should be a learner. There are some things you need to unlearn and there are new things you need to like take up to be fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that. So be a doer. All right, be passionate about what you're doing. If you're coming to industry, I'm not saying there's no money, there is money, mm-hmm. but you have to start digging first before you can now see the gold, right?
Exactly.
And then collaborate. Collaboration is the best competition. I usually say that. If you want to go, how's that quote, professor? I said, if you want to go far,
yeah.
if you want to just get there fast,
go alone.
If you want to get there far, not that you're getting there fast, far. Go with group people. All right, so to wrap this up, what's your last words to our listeners concerning the tourism space in Nigeria and Africa in general?
Okay, so I feel like basically I think one of the things that has been the clog in our view is because most times we Nigerians and Africans, people are not willing to explore our own soil like we do.
People? Who are the people? We,
I mean,
or
all
outside?
All of us, outsiders, even we. When people, sometimes you hear people speaking that, okay, why is it that people from other countries don't come to Africa? But you as an African, to sell an African package sometimes, mind you, I'm not saying it's not possible, but you hear people saying, if I want to travel out, it's not like Benin Republic. Dude, start from Benin Republic first. Mm-hmm. It's just the next country. But have you been there? Get the passport. Like, let's explore what we have. And the thing is, the more I travel Africa, I realize it's really beautiful in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost everything you can see in other parts of the world, you see it in Africa. This is not even trying to paint and look
exactly. Give it a good name. It's just the truth.
Like, it is the truth. Like, for nature, like, a lot of things.
Culture.
So we need to, like, experience. Even Nigeria has a lot of potentials. And a lot of people have not even stepped outside the state where they've been born. It's where you are living. So I feel like we need to do more. And that way, when we start doing more, the world starts seeing what we're doing and people are encouraged to do the same.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wear me more. Let me sing it. Wear me more.
I think I love that.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
All right, then. So, Pete, to the next episode. Peace out.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.